Hello, Dakota Territory. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to the journey we call Dakota Trails and Tales. Jump on in the Luce Tales Food Link Chuck Wagon. Then and only then, we will tool the region, the country, the globe. We will look at the news stories of the day. But at the end of the journey, it is going to be up to you by yourself to determine how and if this information might actually affect us living in a little piece of heaven. Well, there's a lot of things happening in South Dakota, but in the first leg of this journey, I've got to address something that I am continually hearing, and it's just blatantly false. What's false? That Donald Trump is going to do anything to help the CO2 pipeline, that Donald Trump is going to do anything to help eminent domain challenges, that Donald Trump is going to help people in rural America in any way, shape, or form. That is a lie. No, it's not even a lie, because he's not saying it. The only people saying it are people that are so irritated in what's happening today, they have their hopes put on a guy who has moved. He never was for us. Right, this is speaking as a guy who was on the Trump Ag Advisory Committee, and I was in constant communication with Sonny Perdue. And what troubled me at the time, and I didn't think about it at the time, I just thought, well, he's just stupid. He just doesn't know. I no longer think that. I think he knew exactly what he was doing. I think he knew that he was putting in place an animal rights law that was, he signed into law and championed the fact that there would be tougher federal penalties for animal neglect and animal abuse than child abuse. And I was watching this press conference thinking, why is this guy sitting here who was put into office with rural America? Rural America's voted him into office. And there he is in 2019, sitting in the Oval Office, signing this document, Federal Animal Protection Act. You can go look it up. With the Humane Society of the United States, a whole plethora of the animal rights community behind him championing what it is that he was happy to do. And what's more troubling is that his daughter-in-law, Laura Bush, was constantly calling state legislators attempting to get animal rights initiatives in legislation state by state. And she would call them and say, I'm calling on behalf of the Trump administration. I personally asked Sonny Perdue, as Secretary of Agriculture, 3 times to go talk to Donald Trump about what he's doing in the name of animal protection and animal rights. And Sonny told me every time, he said, Trent, I've tried. He said, this is a guy I can talk to about anything, but when it comes to this topic, he won't listen to me. This is because he brought into effect the first federal offense of animal neglect or animal abuse. I thought, that's strange. Sonny, you got to tell him that the people that are going to be hurt are the people that put him in that office. He said, I know, Trent, but he won't listen. Well, now I know why he won't listen. Because he's never been for us. And for those that are thinking that he's somehow going to save the day when it comes to the CO2 pipeline, I got firsthand experience with that too. Because I've been very involved in the state of Iowa with the CO2 pipeline leading up to the caucus and the Iowa caucus. And I have people in career politicians in Iowa who I'm on the same page with. And you know what they tell me? They say, Trent, I've got a direct contact with Donald Trump Jr. I'm going to get a hold of him, and we're going to have him just make a statement. We'll take care of the CO2 pipeline problem. 6 weeks later, he said, Trent, I don't think Trump's going to help us with the pipeline. I said, I know that. I tried to tell you that because here's what seemingly people don't want to recognize. Trump signed the USE IT Act, December 28th, 2020. Which is what authorized the CO2 pipeline to tap into the 45Q tax credit. I got the whole history right here. You can go look at it at the U.S. Senate Committee for Environment and Public Works. The Use It Act was first introduced on the 115th Congress. The committee advanced it in unanimously in 2018. On February 7th, 2019, the sponsor, original sponsor, Barrasso from Wyoming, reintroduced the Use It Act with new sponsors, including Shelley Moore Capito from Wyoming, Tom Carpenter from Delaware, Tammy Duckworth from Illinois, Kevin Kramer from North Dakota, and Tina Smith from Minnesota, Joe Monken from West Virginia, and Mike Enzi from Wyoming. These people all promoted the Use It Act, and their champion, the champion that made it all happen, was the guy who signed it, and his name was Donald Trump. The Use It Act will support innovation and incentives into carbon capture development and deployment. So I hate to burst the bubble of those of you that think that somehow this problem is going to be solved with a change in leadership in the White House. I'm here to tell you, as bad as Biden is, I have no doubt Trump's going to come back, because I think it was the plan the whole time. Why is it the guy didn't do something? In, 2020, he's out here campaigning that they're going to steal the election. They're going to steal the election. And what'd he do about saving it from being stolen? Not a darn thing. And what's changed? What's changed in 2024 with the election that we can know that Donald Trump's going to win if he gets the most votes? Not a darn thing. Even more troubling. I go to the Mike Lindell conference in Missouri back in August, and I hear these people talking about the elections have been rigged since 2002. Because Christopher Curtis, he's the one who developed the algorithms, and he's here, and you can listen to him speak. And I'm like, if these algorithms were starting to be manipulated back in 2002, how did Donald Trump beat Hillary in 2016? Well, we had to make sure that Hillary wasn't president. How long have we been played second fiddle? How long have we and our voices and our votes and our concerns not mattered? How long has big money and algorithms, particularly algorithms that stimulate from Israel and the Mossad, controlled what's happening in the United States? Because if you want to really get concerned about what's going on, go look at how the evil forces at work in Israel. I'm not talking about God's chosen people. I'm talking about the evil side of what's happening in Israel. Go look at how they celebrated what they accomplished in 2016 by the first time getting someone of Jewish descent into the White House. Just go look it up. I'm not going to tell you what happened. I've written about it. I've shared it with you before. I just ask you, go look it up yourself. I'm going to go to a break. Dakota Trails and Tales. We'll be back with more after this.